Two F-35A Lightning II squadrons will be stationed at the base in the next 4 years, with the first arriving in 2020. Borough Mayor Carl Castle informed the Assembly last night that work has already started on the suggestions made by Agnew Beck Consulting. The project firm was hired to examine what happens when about 4,000 more people move into the area near the airbase.
We're taking the growth plan very seriously and acting on it already.
The analysis estimates 2,000 of those new residents will be under the age of 17, causing a severe shortage of space for elementary and middle school students. The report notes there is already a shortage of affordable child care options in the borough, and the newcomers are going to bring about 800 children under the age of 4. The plan shows new growth has been an economic boost to the area, with lots of new housing under construction.
It recommends that we form a housing task force in our community, and we've already done that. FEDC, Fairbanks Economic Development, has taken the lead on that. They've already held a meeting and did a tour at some the facilities in North Pole where we're seeing housing construction going on.
In addition to housing, education, and child care, consultants examined planning and zoning, developing the civilian workforce, public safety, transportation, utilities and infrastructure, health and social services, and even quality of life. Castle says the plan involves the private sector in improving growth.
Foundation Health Partners are already planning a health clinic out in North Pole because one of the gaps we have in our delivery system here is lack of health care on the east side of town where we're going to see the major part of the influx.
The plan will be on the website EAFB for Eielson Air Force Base, regionalgrowth.com. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.